Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Here we are going to meet our friend, the Blue Avian. Here she is, and she's beautiful. And this image is actually of a hybrid humanoid Blue Avian. So this is not personally the way I picture them or they come into my awareness, because for me, they are literally completely birds. They are not even humanoids, hybrids. They are hard to catch. They are a bit sassy, a bit cheeky, but they are so beautiful. They are so loving. They are extremely high frequency. I think that of them all, the way I perceive them is that they are really like super, super high frequency. They have told me that they are definitely a 12D and sometimes beyond. And they're constantly in movement. So when I go in the quantum and I'm with my team, sometimes Blue Avians are not there, like Blue Avian Dim Limber is not there because there's movement. Like the other ones, they kind of more anchored there. But then as soon as I call, they kind of, they start appearing, but they're always flowing, very ethereal, always moving. There is something quite specific about them, is that they have helped other star races. They haven't worked much with humans as such as, connecting like other star races do, like Pleiadians, Arcturians, and so on. But they work with star races that also work in the Earth realms. So they were so high frequency that basically for them, until now, like humans, really not interesting. Like it's really not interesting, not for them. But what they do is that they live in spaceships and they seed. They seed consciousness on planets that don't have consciousness yet. So basically, when there was no consciousness on planet Earth, they were the ones who brought this consciousness in. They don't place their own consciousness there. They place consciousness of other beings, or they come and they, so basically, yes, they help other star races to access these realms, because at times the frequencies of the planets in such like, you know, like the spectrum of frequency is so broad that other star races can't really come. So for that, they connect with Blue Avians, and Blue Avians with their technology, they can actually come onto the Earth. So they co-create with the Arcturians and Pleiadians, for example, at the beginning of creation. They also work with the reptilians, and they are the ones who kind of, they come and they help these star rays come here on the planet and in other star systems as well. And they are the ones who, yes, okay, so they open interdimensional portals. They are the ones who travel the fastest. So, for me personally, after I started working with them, they started taking me into hidden places in the quantum that, like, probably most people don't have access to because of so many reasons. But because now they have chosen me, and they have chosen this kind of process to initiate me in this kind of process. It's kind of, I can feel myself lifting into this shift spaceship. And then this kind of like, I black out, I can just feel the spinning, I black out. And all of a sudden we are entering a realm that isn't, that hasn't been placed, that has no name, and the star races have no names, and basically it's just discovering them like that. And yes, these are the ones that have helped me start meeting a new star races in their environment, and then be able to bring them here with greater ease, if that makes sense at all. So Blue Avians are completely outside of any organizational systems. So the greater architecture has different collective created, has different, and this collective have different purpose of bigger pathway of evolutions, as such as Galactic Federation and Krana that we work with, and others are there. And star races, they have different intentions and they have good reputation or bad reputation and so on. Like blue avians, they are above all of that. There's like this absolutely zero attachment whatsoever with any even political things going on through different civilizations and wars and so on. Basically, as soon as there is a conflict, they just kind of leave completely that realm and they go in their spaceship and they hide until the conflict is completely solved. They never take part in any conflict at all, nothing. And it's not because they are cowards, it's because it's just not their purpose. It's not their pathway of evolution. So it's a bit like Switzerland, you know. It's kind of like they're hiding all the time and we don't take part into any conflict, but they're much high level, high frequency levels than Switzerland people. So it's a very interesting star race for that reason. And it's not so much that they share information either. They don't come and have big chat with me. You know, they don't come and share a lot. They come and they fly around and I just feel this frequency shift. And I feel that they kind of like, yes, it's like sparkle frequency. It's like little seeds, you know, it comes in the field and then it stays there and then they go away. But they don't explain like other star races. This is for this, this is for this, this is for that and so on. So not because we have been co-creating. So it's kind of... maybe I have been working with them for about, like, time is so bizarre, like 10 months now. So it's still relatively recent, but because we have created more and more this relationship, they kind of understand that humans need more precision and more context and how we can use these frequencies. So they kind of, they make a little effort to bring a little bit more information, but it's nothing like the other star races. So Alex, we're not going like to expect here that they're going to say this is for this embodiment purpose and so on. It's so high frequency that also when I connect with them telepathically, there is no language. It's just kind of like things like that happen. I was like, okay, translator activating and basically automatic writing and some kind of images coming. And it's kind of like I have this translator in my head and I can make sense of what they say. But to start with, I don't perceive any frequency world as such. Dear blue avian, but just explaining, this is you and this is me. And so basically they go like that in ellipses this way, and they end up creating this kind of interesting sacred geometry pattern. And sometimes they go like this, they fly like that. They fly a little bit like here. So they create, but they never really come close to us. Like I've never really felt like a blue avian, except when they come, before they leave, they always come and they rub their wings around, but it's like a really split second. Like that is like, oh God, oh, ooh, and then off they fly away. So they are further away for us from us. And it's because then they can kind of harmonize all the field, because through the extremely high frequency, what they do is that when they oscillate and they fly like in specific patterns, it's not random at all. You know, it's very, very precise. When they start flying around us like that, they basically harmonize the field. So let's say that in our field, we have low frequency in certain places, or like we are here, like little human. And we have like different energy fields, you know, like this, like this, like this. And then we have like the light body much further. So if we are purging a lot, like for example, we can have density here. And then there's like all of these codes and they want to come here, but it's cluttered there. Like our mental body is really cluttered. Like, you know, like all of this, you know, this kind of... discrepancies, like not all the fields are perfectly harmonized. What they do is that as they fly, they basically remove, like they shush this away. It's like going like this, going like that, you know, all around. And then they simply, they shift everything. And they always go all the way to the outside when they connect, like to the greater. So basically they go there, they're in the quantum. It's kind of the mother realm. So, and then they come back. And so they don't activate as such, rather than as they fly, they harmonize our field and therefore they allow us to integrate and purge more easily. But they don't do it like other stereses help us do it or like we do it. It's simply through flying, simply through their frequency, they upgrade everything. So basically these beings, they're really sure that they are just themselves completely. They just do what they feel. They just are, and then everything happens because they are. And it's interesting because they are such high frequency that they have this unity consciousness that it's at a level that's beyond all other star races. So it's like the unity consciousness with their own self, sense of self, and perfect connection with the whole that they are, and source consciousness. It's kind of like they simply bring themselves in perfect unity, and therefore they unify all fields around us. So it's extremely powerful, and I think it's interesting because from them, what I receive as information is that the more we are ourselves, the less we need to do things, because the more we are unity consciousness ourselves, basically we just walk and we shift others. We just walk and we shift the earth field and everything. And it's like the ultimate teachings, you know, like be yourself fully, you know, like know yourself, be yourself fully, and through that you transcend everything else. And it's amazing. I love working with technologies and understand architecture and so on and so on. And it's like I'm going to continue like that, but here it's yet like teachings that are really relating to this oneness, this unity oneness of sense. So I absolutely love them. I have great reverence for them. And I feel like it's just the beginning of the journey. So I would like to invite you as well, if you feel connected to them and if you enjoy them, to create a relationship, of course, you know, see how they are with you. See if you ask questions, see if they answer, because that's my own experience, but you might have some different experience. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.